May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for November 20th, 2021. And today I've got a rich mix of commentary from videos, articles, and infographics that I've published on the HeartCom network recently. So buckle up, folks. It will be a wild ride today. I'll be taking you on a visionary journey like a vision quest, but this quest is for insight and outlook, understanding the overview, the big picture reality show we're all in right now. So keep in mind that your pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension and a higher dimension of full spectrum comprehension. But first, a cosmic weather report. For the last month, the sun has been in Scorpio, which can convey extraordinary vision. You know, God love vision, also known as source consciousness or effective sensory perception, ESP. Or Scorpio vision, when afflicted, can be lower than the belly of a snake. So this has been a very intense month of disturbing revelations revelations about vaccine injuries skyrocketing worldwide, while the lamestream media covers it up like it doesn't even exist. So people are waking up to eternal contempt as well as, you might say, eternal self-elevation as salvation. People, you know, it's like a roller coaster. Some people are waking up to their worst fears. Other people are waking up to their highest aspirations and visions of God, like I say, God vision, or with kind of a source consciousness or brilliant insights of effective sensory perception. It's an intense time. This Scorpio, and of course, we just had the full moon and had a partial lunar eclipse. And there's a vision that a lot of people are finding out that there's a level of, you might say, mass murder going on by the high priests of medicine with their vaccine sacraments. I mean, babies, children, teens, adults, and seniors are being killed on a mass scale. And this is insanity. You know, mass psychosis and the collective consciousness of global humanity is experiencing the full range of visionary experience from base to crown, which is from the base of the brain called the reptilian complex or R complex to the crown chakra of enlightenment in the pineal gland. Some of you are more familiar with what I'm talking about, others not so much, but I'm going to try to take this from the top today and give the whole spectrum of what's going on, you know. So think of it this way. Scorpio energies can be like the eagle flying, you know, high above it all, or it can be scratching with the turkeys. And just remember, it's not your aptitude, but your attitude that determines your altitude, whether you soar with the eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So today I'm going to do a review of this last month with a commentary on two compendiums I've published, you know, my blog that I published with videos and articles, as documented in the show notes. You know, the show notes for today have two articles. One was from just a full moon partial lunar eclipse a couple days ago called Time for Tough Love, folks. And that's the really serious, you know, tough love thing I'm going to do first. And if I have time, I'm going to go into the Veterans Day presentation on stopping the pharmacide. So you might say today is food for thought for the truly thoughtful. Enjoy the show. I'm going to go into this first compendium, Time for Tough Love. So This is all part of my 2021 Aquarian Spring Prelude series that you'll find on my website at HeartCom Network. And you might say the philosophical orientation for this presentation today is processing modern-day tribulations with philosophic calm and a sense of humor. So a blog like this today, which has really got kind of the best and worst of humanity, you know, kind of a reality report with as much Scorpio vision as I can bring to the task of, you know, getting the picture. You might say this presentation could be known as a mad magazine for mature adults. I like to quote in this regard by Kurt Vonnegut, where he says, "A sane person in an insane society must appear insane." Another quote in this regard is Krishnamurti, who says, quote, it is no measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. So I'm, you know, leading into, this is all preface to the article today. The previous article was on the Stop the Pharmacide issue. I'm hoping I'll be able to get to that compendium. There's a lot of material I want to cover today, and I want to massage this message with some commentary, a little bit more perspective between the lines of what I have presented in the compendium of videos and articles and infographics. So the first infographic at the top, it's got a picture of this Spartan. And again, some of you can follow along if you want, if you're able to open up this blog, you know, in the show notes in another window while you're listening to the presentation. Some of you can do that on the computer. Some of you can do it on your smartphone. But that provides a multimedia show. And if you're listening to the podcast in the future, which should be published in a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, then you can pause the podcast and watch the videos and read the articles before I go back to commentary and continue on in the presentation. So it's like a customized multimedia show if you're able to do that on your personal computer or your smartphone. So there's this graphic of like one of the Spartans, Leonidas, maybe, you know, the 300, you know, that held back 10,000 Persians who were invading Greece. And he's got his full regalia, you know, helmet on with the spear, then he's, you know, fierce looking, and he's saying with the words and the quotes at the top, at the bottom, he's saying, "We shall no longer be known as the unvaxxed. We shall now be referred to as the purebloods." So a kind of a fierce perspective there, but, you know, this is a war for our very lives, and it's time, you know, to act like it. You know, get real serious, get congruent, you know, heart coherent but and mind congruent. And so this is a notice that you could send, you know, create a flyer or send a letter, a personalized letter, personalized just what I have to say. Now you can send it to your newspaper, your school superintendent, local public health officials, and in the website, you know, where I have this compendium, it says, you know, in bold red letters, official notice. You have been served to stand trial for crimes against humanity. The district attorney's office is standing by. Local grand jury hearings being convened. Cease and desist order. Stop any mask mandates now. Stop all vaccine mandates now, or you will be legally culpable for harm and well known as moral reprobates. You commit fraud if you do not communicate the whole truth to the community you serve. If you think you live in a bubble divorced from harm caused from masks and vaccines, you are wrong and history will judge you harshly. So do the right thing now or it's going to get ugly. If you don't have good sources on the internet and don't know what's going on with vaccine injuries worldwide, you are an idiot if you think you're immune from the backlash from local citizens who know the truth and will make you accountable for all the harm to our children and families. So cease and desist. Realize why you are accused of crimes against humanity. So get up to date. Here's the news with views censored by big media. And there's a link there to, you know, the whole case of, you know, why you were being accused of crimes against humanity. There's a link there. Again, this is. I'm not talking to those who are listening. I'm saying this is what can be in the letter, in the flyer. You know, that you can customize and get this out. Or you can just forward this email to friends. But this article, Stop the Pharmacide, and there's a link that you can. There's a full compendium that preceded this one. I'm going to try and get to that here at the end of the show if I have time. And what I'm saying after this, again, this is a letter being addressed to your newspaper, school superintendent, local public health officials. Goes on to say after the link, you know, that they can review to see why they're being charged, accused with crimes against humanity. Goes on to say when one who is honestly mistaken hears the truth, they will either cease being mistaken or cease being honest. So grand jury hearings will witness all rationalizations and justification for conspiracy to harm and kill people. Ignore social conscience, what's healthy for all, at your own risk. I signed this boldly with my John Hancock, November 18, 19th, full moon. This was just a couple days ago. Compendium follows. The truth is being suppressed by those doing the harm. There's a graphic there, an infographic that's got a baby like in the womb in a pink, you know, background and umbilical cord connected. And it says 2,433 fetal deaths in VAERS. VAERS is the official reporting, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. That says 2,433 fetal deaths in VAERS following the COVID-19 injections in pregnant women. That's the infographic. And there's an article from Health Impact News from November 7th regarding another study that shows mRNA shots are not safe for pregnant women. It goes on to say that there have now been 2,433 fetal deaths recorded in VAERS from pregnant women who have been injected with one of the COVID-19 shots. The vast majority of these have been from the Pfizer shot, 1,862 deaths, and the Moderna shot, 656 deaths. But it's a lot more than that, folks, and here's why. Let me go get to that point. But it says there have been more fetal deaths in the past 11 months following COVID-19 shots than there have been for the past 30-plus years following all vaccines. Think about that. Last month, October 2021, the New England Medical Journal of Medicine admitted that the original study used to justify the CDC and the FDA in recommending the shots to pregnant women was flawed. The original study was flawed. Since then, researchers in New England have conducted a new study on the original data and concluded A reanalysis of these figures indicates a cumulative incidence of spontaneous abortion ranging from 82% to 91%. They give numbers explaining that. 7 to 8 times higher than the original author's results. In other words, they queered the results. They rigged the results, saying that it was something that it's not, and someone looked at the original figures and realized that 82% of the injections with pregnant women was causing spontaneous abortions. So there's that going on, and yet the CDC and FDA still continue to recommend the shots for pregnant women. So VAERS is a passive system, you know, it's a passive recording system that is severely underreported. The CDC and FDA have never conducted a study to determine what this underreported factor is, just as they have never conducted a study comparing the health facts of vaccinated children to unvaccinated children. Guess why? That's why they never did a study. They know that vaccinated children from autism to across the board, vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, I mean, it would stop them in their tracks. So independent scientists have conducted this study, and we previously published the analysis conducted by Dr. Jessica Rose, who has determined that a conservative underreporting factor would be about, you know, times 41. So 41 times the numbers that were mentioned, you know, the thousands that were mentioned before, 41 times that. So that means there probably has been at least 99,753 fetal deaths following COVID-19 injections in pregnant mothers. And it's perhaps twice that, according to a Harvard study. So, of course, the COVID death cult, the CDC, and the Fraud and Deception Agency, you know, the FDA, do not want you to know this. That would break the spell and spell their demise. I mean, it's like a spell. It's like a mass psychosis spell, you know, for our health. We're getting injected with stuff that's killing us and causing babies to be aborted. You know, we're talking about between 82% and 91% of pregnant mothers that got the injection had a spontaneous abortion. This is genocide. So, I mean, it's serious to say the least. So, I think it's time to break the spell and spell the demise of the COVID death cult and the Fraud and Deception Agency. And so pass it on, you know, care to share, forward freely, get the word out. There's a great video that follows this point by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he just nails it in 2 minutes. And it's a priceless 2 minute back on November 15th, which is 5 days ago. So, you know, note that... you want to pay attention to things like these two-minute videos, from Robert Kennedy Jr. You know, with pure intention, you know, pay attention for discernment, and in just 2 minutes, you'll get the good picture. This isn't about health. This is about ownership and control of the physical and human resources of humanity. And you know, if you don't get it in 2 minutes, you're basically not going to get it. You know, this little 2 minute Robert Kennedy, his voice is hard to hear because he had throat cancer and he's a little bit difficult to follow. But like I say, you know, pay attention with pure intention and you can get it. Get it? Got it? Good. So the unvaccinated are supposedly making the protected, you know, the vaccinated people sick. But the unvaccinated people are not sick. And how does that make any sense? I mean, you would assume that if the CDC was going to crush the civil and individual rights of those with natural immunity by having them expelled from school, fired from their jobs, separated out of the military, and worse, and even worse, the CDC would have proof of at least one instance of an unvaccinated, naturally immune individual transmitting the COVID-19 virus to another individual. If you thought this, you would be wrong. The CDC has admitted crushing the rights of the naturally immune without proof that they transmit the virus. This is an article from November 12th. That was the headline. The CDC admits crushing the rights of the naturally immune without proof that they transmit the virus. So, you know, the byline here is that after formal demand, the CDC, being required freedom of information facts, the CDC concedes that it does not have proof of a single instance of a naturally immune individual spreading the virus. So I break up this compendium with a lot of infographics, and this infographic, you know, says, just tested positive for sovereignty. Symptoms include critical thinking, bodily autonomy, speaking your truth, the gift of discernment, standing up against tyranny, advocating for your children, socially distancing from the system. Symptoms for being tested positive for sovereignty. So if you don't have health sovereignty with well-informed choice, if we don't have health sovereignty with well-informed choice governing our core constitutional freedoms, then we don't own our own lives. We don't have sovereignty if that's the case. So the next infographic says the matrix is real. It exists inside the minds of the masses through social, cultural, political, educational and religious indoctrination, the matrix. Now, I refer to sometimes the matrix as BS, belief systems. I mean, we are what we think, we become what we thought, we are what we feel, we become what we felt, we are what we believe, having become what we believe. So the matrix of belief, I mean, each individual is seeing through the glass darkly, you might say. You know, everyone's 100% right for their prevailing awareness, the way they see the world. Even though we all see the world differently, the matrix has these dimensions. And, of course, you know the story of the red pill and the blue pill. You know, the red pill, you know, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And the blue pill is the BS, the belief system that, you know, ignorance is freedom. And all those basically self-contradictory cognitive dissonance principles and statements that have the public completely confused. So the issue is kind of like public sovereignty versus public tyranny. I mean, with vision of virtue and valor for the victory of personal and public sovereignty, the whole truth trumps the big lie, and sovereignty thrives. So this is, you know, the sovereignty issue, you know, slave or free. This is where it's going. This is what the agenda of the matrix managers, you know, the New World Order, Great Reset people, is they basically want to lock things down with totalitarian control with a social credit system tied to your vaccine passport. They're working towards that. I've been reporting on that for a year. So here's an article that everyone missed, from Global Research. It's that, back quote, there's the title, vaccinated people are up to 9 times more likely to be hospitalized than unvaccinated people. This is just from November 17th, 3 days ago. It says, there was a hidden gem in a blog post by Aaron Cesari that nobody picked up. It was evident that vaccinated people are 9 times more likely to be admitted to the hospital than the unvaccinated. It is hard to get good, honest data out of hospital nowadays for some reason. I have no clue as to why that is. You'd think things would be more transparent. And he kind of unveiled a lot of information to put this together and to come up with this 9 times more likely to be hospitalized if you're vaccinated. So this is in your face. You might say the genesis of mass psychosis, forked tongue, two-face, Fauci unmasked. Interesting, there was a video here that was a brilliant video from November 17th in American Times, and there's a quote from Senator Rand Paul, who goes off on Dr. Fauci in an epic rant, and YouTube apparently didn't like it and censored it. You know, you know, earlier today or last night, they censored this video. So I left the blank in there where it says this video is unavailable just to make that point. They are censoring videos, truth-telling videos, that it's just a matter of Dr. Rand Paul, like a video clip of him showing in a conversation where he just exposed the fork-tongued, two-faced, serial liar, Dr. Mengele Fauci, you know. So Fauci, you know, once recently said that there is a misplaced perception about people's individual right to make a decision that supersedes the societal safety, which is basically translated to say, for the good of all, you have no sovereignty. You know, for what's good for society, trumps, you know, what any idea any individual has about sovereignty. So think about that, folks. I mean, well, here's the context following up the segue from that statement. This is from Humans Are Free from November 12th. The title of this article is Flashback. Fauci withheld successful treatments from AIDS patients and thousands died. And this was in the 1980s. The article goes on to say, it's like deja vu. In the 1980s, during the height of the AIDS epidemic, Dr. Fauci told Americans that children could catch AIDS from casual contact. Just casual contact. Catch it. Fear porn. That was his first rodeo, was AIDS. He got away with it. And now we're seeing his second big one. And he's saying, you know, it's the COVID boogeyman. Of course, the whole thing is treatment, you know, like for AIDS, the AZT and the other treatments they had was killing people, lots of people. Lots of people died from the treatment, not from the AIDS, which is an immune response. And rather than providing immune-building supplements, again, successful treatments that would build the immune system, were withheld from AIDS patients and thousands died. What's going on now? You know, the ivermectin and other successful treatments to keep people from getting COVID were denied because they were killing people in the hospitals with remdesivir, you know, after, you know, they had respiratory problems coming in, whether it was colds or flu or from whatever, given the remdesivir, which has shut down the kidneys and the lungs would flood. And they said they had pneumonia. They put them on a ventilator, and like 80% of the people on the ventilators died. 35% took the remdesivir, died, and they took the two of them together, and it was like the 1-2 punch and killed a lot of people. This actually happened. I've been reporting on this the last couple months. So, I mean, it's a matter of record, and it's coming out all over the world. It's just like the mainstream media is controlling both sides of the narrative. So the problem is not COVID. It's the shots. Here's an article from Paul Craig Roberts, who used to be U.S. Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. And this is back on November 17th. Well, it was 3 days ago. And he says the title of this article is Illnesses and Deaths Explode with Vaccination. As deaths and illnesses rise with vaccination across all countries, the question is, are what we call new COVID cases the adverse effects of the vaccine itself and a variety of disease outbreaks, such as the rise of cancer, that vaccine-degraded human immune systems can no longer protect against? You can read that article and get an earful. It's happening, folks. Another article. Here's the headline. 50% of serious vaccine injuries reported in last 30 years are from COVID shots from the recent COVID injections. Think about that. This is from November 8th from The Pulse, which is a really good news source of information I've been finding. So here's it's a Twitter post by a guy, and he says, quote, suggesting shots aren't dangerous because you got them and are fine is like saying that Russian roulette isn't dangerous because you played and survived. It's called gaslighting. So I've been hearing this term gaslighting a lot this last year, and this apparently is another example of it. It's difficult to wrap your head around it. You know, basically, they say one thing that suggests another thing. You know, vaccines are safe. I didn't have anything happen. But, you know, in fact, it's Russian roulette. Some people's DNA, some people's health systems can handle it, and others can't. So you can't say all vaccines are good because some people are getting away all right. Anyway, I mean, if there's hundreds of thousands and millions of people dying worldwide from the vaccine, I'd say it's a problem. So here's another infographic that says, there are now two primary diametrically opposed perceptions of reality existing in the exact same place. One is primarily influenced by media, government, and pharmaceutical propaganda. The other is primarily influenced by logic, lived experience, observations, and intuitions. You might say this is a left brain and a right brain perspective. We've all been influenced to a certain extent by media, government, pharmaceutical propaganda. And we're all influenced, you know, at times, sometimes more than others, by logic or from experience, observations, and intuition. So this is the struggle that billions of people are going through on the planet right now. And if you want to understand this mass psychosis, this pharmacidal mass psychosis, there's a great video from the Academy of Ideas. From the producers are called After School, SKOOL, And it's a video that explores the most dangerous of all psychic epidemics, the mass psychosis. So mass psychosis, it explains, is an epidemic of madness, and this occurs when a large portion of the society loses touch with reality and descends into delusions. Two examples of such mass psychosis are the American and European witch hunts in the 16th and 17th centuries, and the rise of totalitarianism in the 20th century. Hitler is an example, but you got totalitarianism in the world. Globally, you know, the international global power elite want to do the Great Reset. So there's a Wikipedia definition of mass psychosis. It's pretty good. Wikipedia has blatant disinformation sometimes, but other things are rather neutral. This is like mass psychogenic illness, Wikipedia, saying that mass psychogenic illness involves the spread of illness symptoms through a population where there is no infectious agent. Symptoms include headache, dizziness, nausea, abdominal pain, cough, fatigue, sore throat. Sounds like COVID, doesn't it? So the differential diagnosis of mass psychogenic disease can be actual diseases, mass delusions, somatic symptom disorder, which I'm not sure what that means. But other names include mass hysteria, epidemic hysteria, mass sociogenic illness, mass psychotic behavior. I mean, we've seen a lot of that, and that's perpetrated. It's done the fear porn, fear panic thing, you know, to ramp up the panic, and it's created this mass psychosis, this mass hysteria. So FEAR, as an acronym, FEAR is false evidence appearing real. It's a way to control people whose ability to think for themselves is paralyzed when frightened enough, as in mass psychosis. So at this point, I have video of the year, and I call this the video of the year because this is a phenomenal video that if you can make a point to see this, if you're just listening to this live and you want to go back and watch one of the videos in this compendium, this is right in the middle of the compendium. If you scroll halfway down, if you're listening to this on your smartphone or, you know, on your at the website, on the computer, just scroll halfway down, you'll see this video called The Eternal Pandemic. And this video, it's 2 hours long. I mean, so instead of watching Netflix, some night, you know, watch this video because it's the big picture, folks. There's a lot of important history here that we've never been told, because the public would not and must not tolerate this pharmacidal psychosis. But first, we got to know what the problem is. There's no healing someone that's in complete denial of what the problem is. This eternal pandemic nails it. It explains what the word pharmacide means. You know, death by pharma. You know, pharmacide, death by doctor. There's a word for it called iatrogenicide, death by doctor. There's any number of ways doctors can kill you, but one is the 250,000 to 300,000 people a year that are dying from drug side effects, just regular prescription drugs. And the reason is because you got half of seniors over 60, 70, half of them are walking pharmacies with 5 to 10 prescriptions they're taking. So, and most of those prescriptions are dealing with side effects from the other drugs that they're taking for other things. And so there's a lot of side effects being caused, and they're having other drugs to treat those side effects. And there's the placebo effect, that if people believe their doctor, you know, the drugs are safe and effective, going to help them. If they believe that, there's a placebo effect that some people will get better. But there's also the nocebo effect. You know, if you find out that drugs have a toxic effect and are toxifying the biological terrain of the body, making you more susceptible to disease, you know, then you're going to stop taking them, or you're going to just believe that, you know, you're committing a kind of suicide, and you're going to end up, sooner or later you're going to pay the piper, and your immune system is going to break down. You're going to get cancer or something, or some other disease, and die. So there's the placebo effect and the nocebo effect. And it's a razor's edge, because you don't want to harp on your family members that, you know, the vaccines are going to kill them if they've had a vaccine, because then it's more likely to kill them. If you love them, you're just going to, you know, basically just bless them absently, you know, bless them and seal them and call for their blessing and protection. And if the subject comes up, and you just say, well, you know, by God's grace, I just hope that vaccine works for you, you know. But at the same time, if they haven't taken the vaccine yet and they're on the fence, get them articles like this, get them compendiums like this. Get them to realize that it's they're dangerous, and it's like Russian roulette, and some people, a lot of people, are dying. I'm going to be going into that more, you know, the danger of it. The last compendium, actually the whole last year, I'll be making a case for it. So I'm kind of preaching to the choir on this list. If you're sharing this with someone and they're seeing this material for the first time, they can go back since the first of the year and see the whole history of this vaccine campaign as it was being exposed and continuing and just continuing on, because they're running the show. They're controlling both sides of the narrative. So there's a cartoon here in the copy here that says, you know, that I've published, and the cartoon says, if you don't know that they control both the narrative and the counter narrative, you are not awake yet. And it's kind of a funny cartoon, but the point is being made. I mean, he who pays the piper, you know, the media, he who pays the media calls the tune, the programming. And Big Pharma virtually owns big media, and they control the narrative and the counter narrative. If you don't understand that, you can have cognitive dissonance. And you're just not awake yet. So being awake is like a two-edged sword. You see how bad things are. This is Scorpio, having the vision, the discernment to see what's going on. You want to do that. You want to realize what's going on. But you want to keep your harmony and keep your sense of balance, you know, philosophic calm, you know, the eye of the hurricane in the center and connected perspective, where you don't become fanatical, and basically you become philosophically correct, remembering that everyone's motivated for their reasons, not your reasons, and everyone is 100% right for their prevailing awareness. Everyone's doing the best they can. They're fighting their own battles, and we can't tell people what to do. All we can do is create an environment in which intelligence, higher consciousness, can thrive, which is the reason I'm doing these compendiums and doing my radio show, to massage the message that, you know, the truth is coming out. We just have to embrace it. So here's an article about how vaccination status, people's vaccination status, is temporary. Boosters for life are being required. So this is an article by Dr. Mercola from November 17th, what, 3 days ago, saying how the fully vaccinated will become unvaxxed. And that looks counterintuitive. How will the fully vaccinated become unvaxxed? Well, the CDC has signaled it may soon change its definition of fully vaccinated, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated. That is, if you fall out of lockstep with their never-ending schedule of booster shots every few months, your vaccine pass and freedoms will automatically expire. So what will that mean for your life going forward? Well, there's a cartoon that follows this, and the answer to that is a guy, a person saying, it means that it's working. The vaccines are working. This person has got a needle stuck in his shoulder and breaking out with rashes on the forehead and on the shoulder. And, of course, they're getting a reaction saying, well, it means the vaccine's working. Then the next frame of this cartoon says, ha, 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 enjoy your horse pace, referring to ivermectin. And the guy's got two needles sticking in him, and he's got rashes all over his chest, and half his hair is falling out. Then the third cartoon is the guy's bald, and he's got scabs and rashes all over his head and all over his body, and he's saying, get boosted or no Christmas. Those booster shots, okay. So the point being made is, this is what's happening. People are getting more shots, and there's more people getting sick and dying, and they're saying it's the variant, it's the Omega variant, or they got all kinds of variant names. They're completely denying, the mainstream media is completely denying it from the vaccines. And of course, they would. because it's the vaccine companies that, are running the campaign. They're the ones that's calling the shots. They're the ones that got government, Congress critters, to give them an exemption from lawsuits for doing any harm. Believe it or not, our Congress critters gave Big Pharma, who's running this whole campaign and owning and controlling and financing millions and millions of dollars into the media to keep the propaganda going, that they're safe and effective, Well, the alternative media all over the world reporting it's like a plague of people dying. So, you remember Dr. Simone Gold? She's the American, she has a American, like, white hat doctors that are coming out, the truth about this whole, the whole pandemic, they've been censored, of course. They've been deplatformed, and let me get a drink here. So she's saying in this, I think it was probably a Twitter feed or something, she's saying the CDC is now listing vaccinated COVID-19 deaths as unvaccinated deaths if they die within 14 days of the vaccine. Well, a lot of people are getting the vaccine and dropping dead. Matter of fact, there is a surge in Google. If you do, if you look at Google search trends, and you look at the search trend for the term "died suddenly," it has spiked to an all-time high in the last 2 months, with data going back all the way to 2004. What's that? 17 years, and it's just all of a sudden, it shows a graph going kind of gradual. Having search terms, but it's just recently, the last 2 months. It goes straight up in search terms. Why? People are getting the vaccination and they're dying suddenly all over the world. And so what does the CDC do? It's now listing in their various reporting service that COVID-19 deaths, they're now listing vaccinated COVID-19 deaths as unvaccinated deaths if they die within 14 days of the vaccine. This is nefarious, folks. This is going on. It's like reality therapy. Like I say, if you got some loved ones, friends, relatives on the line and they don't know what they're going to do with this vaccine thing, sharing this with them, it's like it saved their lives. So pharmaceutical genocide is making a killing. There's an infographic here that says that Pfizer Labs reveals that the third booster greatly increases stock revenues. There's been like 200 or 300 billionaires created since this whole COVID thing began worldwide, because all the people profiteering, with stock and in the stock market and otherwise profiteering from pharmacide, people making a killing. So we keep hearing the vaccines are safe and effective, and there's an infographic here of a cruise liner, Carnival Cruise Liner, and the headline says, COVID outbreak hits Carnival Cruise despite every guest and staff member being vaccinated. Think about that. How could the vaccines be safe and how could they be effective? If everyone was vaccinated, guests and the crew and staff, and yet they got a COVID outbreak on. Well, maybe it's the 5G that they have on the ships causing it, and maybe it's the vaccines, and maybe it's the combination of the vaccines and the 5G. Don't know, but obviously the vaccines aren't effective. Well, that's like proof positive right there. So here's an article headline from Natural News that says, Pfizer modifies the COVID vaccine for children, secretly adding a heart attack drug. Now, why would they add a heart attack drug? Because there's so many cases of myocarditis, young people, teenagers, children dying from heart attacks, mini heart attacks, heart problems. So there's another infographic here that says, let's take a minute to establish a baseline here. How many kids do you know that have myocarditis, pericarditis, strokes, heart attacks, blood clots, functional neurological disorder, Bell's palsy or spontaneous deaths. How many kids do you know that have that? Well, the answer is, you know, it says right here, zero. You know, remember that, because we are about to enter an era where these conditions are common in young children. And you know what they're starting to blame it on? Climate change. Symptoms of climate change. Here's an infographic. Myocarditis, blood clots, heart attacks, Guillain-Barre, Bell's palsy, miscarriage, pericarditis, memory loss, and sudden death. Wasn't this the 10 points we saw above? You know, they're saying for myocarditis, and they're saying now it's from climate change? I mean, so how stupid do they think we are? Here we have an article from the Smithsonian Magazine that said climate change may cause increased rates of heart defects in babies. Why? Babies are dying from heart problems after the vaccine in the womb and otherwise. You know, they're vaccinating children now. Children are getting heart disease. But a new study predicts that increase in maternal heat exposure across the United States from climate change will lead to 7,000 additional cases of congenital heart defects. This is a cover, folks, for all the heart problems we're going to be seeing coming, and they're going to say it's because of climate change. So here's an infographic from a posting on Twitter that says, had anyone heard of myocarditis prior to 2021, honestly? And this informed Florida nurse says, as an RN since 1987 with years of cardiac floor experience, I can only think of one or two. It was very rare. Well, it's not very rare now, folks. Myocarditis cases are skyrocketing. And there's this one post here from Twitter from an iPhone that says myocarditis cases up 21,000% in the last 4 months in the U.S. Safe and effective, though. A little satire there. But I don't know whether it's 21,000 or 2,100%, but they've gone up dramatically. And then there's articles like Blame the Bacon, what rise in heart attacks attributed to pandemic stress and poor diet. It's an article called, you know, I put the guys from the Times, and I put, you know, it's like they're blaming the bacon. They're saying that rise in heart attacks has been attributed to pandemic stress and poor diet. And then there's other articles coming out. They're trying to cover for all these heart conditions. And another article that's like blame the cannabis. And the caption says, the headline says, cannabis use disorder may be linked to growing number of heart attacks in younger adults. Think of that, folks. But whatever you do, don't blame mothers who believe the big lie of safe and effective and have children in the hospital because of it. Here's a quote from a mother, and there's a picture of a boy, just a young boy, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and he's got monitors strapped on his chest, and he's laying in this hospital bed. And the quote from the mother is that his first meal in 4 days since coming out of a coma as a result of his mini heart attack. So thankful he's vaccinated with all the sick people in this place. The mother believes that the vaccination is protecting him when it's probably the vaccination that caused his mini heart attack. I mean, it's tragic. But you don't want to blame the mothers who believed what they're being told by their doctors, that they're safe and effective when they're not. So to the parents considering the vax for your family, just so you can eat at restaurants, fly on planes, or go to concerts, when you have a vaccine-injured child, you're not going to eat at restaurants, fly on planes, or go to concerts. Just keep that in mind. So there is a infographic here, the red pill versus the matrix, and it looks like the Garden of Eden looking at the snake in the Garden of Eden, and there's Eve looking at the snake, and she's saying, but God said if I eat it, I'll die. And the snake is saying, independent fact checkers have proven this to be false. So mothers are believing the safe and effective. They're believing that the vaccines are safe and effective. And anyone that counters that theme, you know, the serpent, the four-tongued, two-faced servants are saying, you know, the independent fact checkers are saying they're safe and effective. and that any narrative to the contrary is false. So anyway, I thought that that was a humorous graphic. So there is a really humorous video from Awaken with JP that is obviously satire, extremely funny. It's about the Australian totalitarian tourism commercial. And he's in his prime in this one, Awaken with JP. And there's also along a more serious line, there's a video at the bottom of this compendium from the Corbett Report from James Corbett, and it's about the banksters behind the Great Reset and the COVID cabal. In other words, if you follow the money, it's back to the banksters. You know, and you may not believe that. Watch this video, and you will. Very well done. James Corbett's brilliant, you know. And then there's an infographic that says those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It shows a person that's got his number stamped on his arm from the concentration camps, like World War II, and then people wearing their fancy COVID band with a scanner thing on it, so they could be scanned into football games or restaurants or grocery stores or wherever, just scanned in. You know, it's like you got your papers now. You know, it's like, I don't know why this isn't registering on more people. Gandhi said it well. Gandhi said, what, 60 years ago? The vaccination, Gandhi says, is a barbarous practice and one of the most fatal of the delusions current in our time. Conscientious objectors to vaccination should stand alone, if need be, against the whole world in defense of their own conviction. So good counsel there. Then there's another article here I had to tag this on. Most doctors and hospitals have become paid assassins of the state. They're getting compensated. They're being paid by the CARES funding. And I wrote about this in the previous article, which I'm going to have this. I'm just not going to have the time. But I provide that link at the top of this article and different places in this article and in the footnotes and, you know, the show notes. It's got that article that was done about 10 days ago. That's another massive compendium with a lot of good videos and articles that you can share with your friends or enjoy on your own. So here's a quote from Anton Chekhov. It says, doctors are just the same as lawyers. The only difference is that lawyers merely rob you, whereas doctors rob you and kill you, too. But this, too, shall pass. Look at the positive. You know, it had to get this bad. It had to get this bad. People realize that the whole drug-based medical industrial complex is treating disease. It's not building health, and it's totally unproductive, and we've got to turn it around. So in the larger scheme of conscious evolution revelations, Aquarian community building models of global telecom and global telecare, and culture wisdom of the crowd with a high standard of universal TLC. And to TLC in terms of cosmic universal love, the light, the language of the angels, the law of the angles, the love model. So I finish up with a quote by Thomas Paine. Keep the faith, see the good, make it so. We have it in our power to begin the world over again. Thomas Paine, favorite guy. So I'm going to do a wrap. I want to thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.